The Champion Spark Plugs are dependable. The Champion Spark Plug Company of Toledo, Ohio presents Harry Wismer and the Champion Roll Call. Tonight, Harry Wismer is in Toledo.
Good evening. We are in the home of Champion Spark Plugs tonight, the great American city of Toledo, Ohio, speaking from the studios of WTOL. It has been a most enjoyable day. The rains came, but the golf has been spectacular. The pros will tell you that the tournament that they enjoy more than any other on the circuit is the annual Inverness Invitational. The course is in beautiful shape, and at this time, Ben Hogan and Jimmy DeMarrett lead the field with a plus 11, followed closely by Ed Fergall and George Shue with a plus 10. The most outstanding play in this 10th annual Haven for top golfers was the record-breaking round of Shue and Fergall yesterday. They put 8 pars, 9 birdies, and 1 eagle together for a best ball of 60, which broke the existing record of 61. A terrific tournament with the top men in golf playing superbly. Cleveland, Ohio. Not too far from here, a sensational 100-mile dirt track speedway special is coming up Sunday. At the Bainbridge Speedway in Cleveland, Ohio, the ace auto racers in America will once more take up where they left off on Indianapolis Day or Decoration Day in Indianapolis and go flying around the exciting oval. Such drivers as Bill Holland, the 1947 racing daredevil, Ted Horn, last year's national champion, Emil Andries, Walt Brown, the great names in the game, will all be vying for the Cleveland prize. Chicago. When the American League All-Stars won over the National League All-Stars the other day in Wrigley Field, it marked the 10th time in the 14 games played that the modern junior leaguers have come out on the winning side. And yet, simultaneous with the National Leaguers' defeat, Ford Frick was re-elected Prexy of the senior circuit. Good luck, Mr. Frick. New York, St. Louis, and Washington. Bobo Newsom wins again. The greatest talker in baseball and one of the game's most colorful pitchers once more swings his way verbally to the top of the heap. Not so long ago, Newsom talked Connie Mack into letting him leave the Athletics and negotiate the best deal available, which he did, with the Washington Senators, when in that year it appeared as if the Senators had a chance to cop the flag. And now this year, with the Senators hopelessly out of the race, the voluble Newsom winds up with the cinch team of the circuit, the league-leading, fence-busting, crowd-pleasing Yankees. Congratulations, Bobo. You've landed on your feet once more and proven once and for all that there is nothing that can lick a great pitcher who can also talk. It's an unbeatable combination. If you don't believe it, ask Dizzy Dean. And now, in New York, here's Les Griffith for Champion.
The 4th of July weekend sizzled with activity for Champion spark plugs. On land, water, and in the air, Champion-equipped engines help to make enjoyable the long weekend for millions in a holiday mood. On land, water, and in the air, Champion-equipped engines prove their championship qualities in competitive events, too. Telegrams from all over the nation paid tribute to the outstanding dependability of Champion. And now back to Harry Wismer.
Home runs were splattered all over the place at the Polo Grounds today when the Giants split a doubleheader with the Cardinals. The Cards took the first 4-3, and the Giants came back in the second game 17-9. In the American League, the Tigers split a doubleheader with the Boston Red Sox. The Tigers lost the first game, came back to win the second game with Overmyer on the hill, winning by a score of 3-0. The Athletics ended their six-game losing streak, defeating the Cleveland Indians this afternoon by a score of 4-2. And that's the exciting sports scene as it appears tonight. And this is Harry Wismer bidding you good luck from Toledo and returning you to Les Griffith in New York.
Listen next week, same time, same station, when the Champion Spark Plug Company of Toledo, Ohio will again present the Champion Roll Call. Les Griffith speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.